Good morning, delegates. Good morning, delegates. Could it? Every person please take his or her seat so we can begin the work of today. We have much, much, much to do. We will begin this morning with a vote by secret ballot to determine whether to hold a vote on adoption of the ractopamine MRLs. The question on the ballot reads, do you want to proceed with a vote on adoption of the MRLs for ractopamine at this session of the commission? There are three blocks at the bottom of the ballot to be marked yes, no, or abstention. Please mark only one. It is suggested that you make your mark a clear cross, an X, in one box and one box only. In accordance with my mandate, and under Rule 12/10C of the General Rules of FAO, I have appointed two tellers to monitor this vote. They are Dr. Quinn of Vietnam and Mr. Samir Barde of India. Now, our FAO legal counsel will explain some aspects of voting and the voting procedures. Please listen to him carefully.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The proceedings of a secret ballot will be guided by the two tellers that have been appointed by the chairperson. Let me clarify a bit what their role is for those who may not be familiar with it. And I read from the rules. The duties of the tellers shall be to supervise the balloting procedure, count the ballot papers, decide on the validity of a ballot paper in any case of doubt, and certify the result of each ballot. What this means in practice is that the tellers will be present in the voting area to hand you your ballot paper and mark that a ballot paper has been handed out to the delegate. They will then also mark the actual casting of a ballot. They will accompany the ballot box to the voting room, and they will carry out the counting. Then, together with me in my capacity as elections officer, the chairperson of the commission, a representative of the secretariat, they will certify the result of the ballot, which we will announce immediately after. We will then place all the ballot papers in the sealed envelopes and keep those under seal for 3 months. The 3 months is the period within which the result of the vote may be challenged. Our first duty is to establish whether or not there is a quorum. I think that we can establish that there is a quorum. The second obligation is, again, as we did yesterday, to establish which members of the European Union are present. As the European Union will cast the vote on behalf of its members. May I invite the members of the European Union to raise very clearly and for some time their flags.
Thank you. 27.
There were 27 EU members present. EU members will not be called to proceed to the voting area. The EU will do so, and they will cast 27 votes. May I invite the tellers to proceed to the voting area, please? Which is Once the tellers are seated, I will start to call out the names of the countries present, of the members present. Obviously, there is no need to draw a vote where to draw a lot where to start at this point. And then we will proceed with the ballot. Let me begin. Albania, please proceed to the voting area. Angola. Argentina, Armenia, Australia, Azerbaijan, Barbados, Belarus, Benin, Bhutan,
Selma.
Bosnia-Herzegovina, Botswana, Brazil, Burkina Faso, Burundi. Cambodia. Cameroon. Canada. Central African Republic. Chile. China, Colombia, Congo, Costa Rica. Côte d'Ivoire. Croatia. Cuba, Democratic People's Republic of Korea, Democratic Republic of the Congo, Djibouti. Dominican Republic. Ecuador. Egypt.
Can you take this to George?
No.
Okay.
El Salvador,
delegates, please, please, please keep your discussion down. Please talk softly among yourselves. Thank you very much.
Ethiopia. Fiji. Gabon. Gambia. Georgia. Ghana. Guatemala. Guinea. Guinea-Bissau. Honduras. Iceland. India. Indonesia. Iran. Israel. Jamaica. Japan. Jordan. Kazakhstan. Kenya. Kuwait. Kyrgyzstan. Lebanon. Lesotho. Madagascar. Malaysia. Mali, Mexico, Moldova, Mongolia, Montenegro, Morocco, Namibia, Nepal, New Zealand.
They need 27. Oh, he said please issue 27.
So give it to the other Niger, Nigeria, Norway, Oman. Pakistan, Panama, Papua New Guinea, Paraguay, Peru, Philippines, Republic of Korea, Russian Federation, Rwanda, Samoa, Saudi Arabia, Senegal, Senegal, Serbia, Singapore, Solomon Islands, South Africa. Sri Lanka. Sudan. Suriname. Swaziland. Switzerland. Syria. Tajikistan. Thailand. Former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia. Togo. Tonga. Tunisia. Turkey. Uganda.
Push these people away. Can you please, tell the people that, are really there, get out of the way? Please. They really need people that, are probably very free.
United Republic of Tanzania. United States of America. Uruguay.
Please, could we ask all delegates to leave the space free around the voting area? Thank you.
Uzbekistan. Vanuatu. Venezuela. Vietnam, Zambia, Zimbabwe, and finally, the European Union casting 27 votes. Excuse me, can I please ask delegates to clear the voting area? Thank you. Following this round of voting, we will establish which countries that were called out, which of those did not actually cast the vote, and we will call those countries out again. Only then do we finish the voting procedure. Thank you. Delegates,
please attend to the legal counsel.
I will call out the names of the delegations who were called out earlier but have not yet cast a vote. It's a short list, but here we go. Botswana. Laos. Okay, let me say so. Moldova. Montenegro. Niger. Pakistan. All other countries were called and voted. Montenegro, yes, you were called. So you vote, okay, fine. Mongolia. This concludes the list. Thank you.
Delegates, now that the voting is complete, legal counsel and I, member of the secretariat, will go to observe and complete the counting of the votes. And in the meantime, while this takes place, the secretariat has some announcements to make.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We would like to recall what we explained on the first day concerning the vote of the election of the Vice Chair. So we would like to inform you that this morning the nomination for Vice Chairs are available until the lunchtime break. And when we reconvene in the afternoon, we will announce who are the candidates so that we can proceed to the election if needed after the session. So the nomination forms are available for Vice Chair from the head table this morning. Thank you.
Thank you, delegates. Please take your seats. We are now ready to announce the results of this morning's voting. On the secret ballot for agenda item 5 concerning ractopamine, the proposal on the ballot was, do you want to proceed with a vote on adoption of the MRLs for ractopamine at this session of the Commission? The number of ballots issued was 136. The number of ballots returned, 136. Number of defective ballots, 0. Number of valid ballot papers, 136. Number of abstentions, 9. Number of valid votes cast, therefore, 127. The simple majority required was 64. The votes for were 59. The votes against were 68. Therefore, the result of this ballot was no. We will not proceed. That means, delegates, that the ractopamine MRLs remain held at step 8. Thank you very much. Are there any questions? Are there any questions for clarification? Are there any questions for clarification? I see no flags. Therefore, we will proceed with the next agenda item, agenda item 6. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. We have some incompleted business that we need to return to, and I call on the delegation of Hungary, an issue raised yesterday that we need to resolve. Hungary, please.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. With your kind permission, I would like to return to the agenda item 4, standard related text substituted adoption of step 8 and step 5 of the accelerated procedure at step 5/8. On the first day, we were discussing the maximum residue limits of pesticides for spices, and there was a comment from the Secretariat that some of the values reported on the page 59 of the report of the Codex Committee on Pesticide Residues were not correct. I am the member of the GMPR, and I did the evaluation of the spices, and I can confirm, in agreement with the Joint Secretary of the GMPR, that those values which are recorded on the page 59 of the CCPR report is correct and truly reflects the recommendation of the GMPR. Therefore, my suggestion is that the Commission considers these limits at step 8 and adopts them for Codex standards. Just for the clarity, I would like to recall that we are talking about the root and rhizome spices and fruit and berry spices, and there were some 15 pesticides listed at the limit of quantification in the report of the CCPR, and the CCPR suggested these values to be accepted or adopted as Codex limits. Thank you very much, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So as was initially indicated in the report of the CCPR, this asks for adoption as step 5/8. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Please, delegates, there needs to be one further clarification from the Secretariat. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We apologize to take the Commission back to this item, and I will provide the apologize on behalf of the FAO, GMPR, and Secretariat for this misunderstanding. But if we are going to adopt all the MRLs proposed for spices, we may have to consider one pesticide only as step 5, and this is omethoate in both root and rhizome and fruit and berry. And the reason for this is that this particular pesticide was withdrawn by the Codex Committee on Pesticide Residues. So there may be a room for some questions that the Committee on Pesticides may need to clarify before proceeding with the final adoption of these two MRLs for omethoates. Maybe my colleague from the WHO GMPR Secretariat could provide some further information in relation to this particular pesticide. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Just as a matter of explanation, all Codex MRLs for omethoate in agricultural commodities have been withdrawn previously due to lack of support by the sponsor, by the pesticide producer for this compound, which did not allow for a reevaluation within the periodic reevaluation program. However, MRLs for spices are based on actual monitoring data. So the proposed MRL for omethoate in spices is based on actual monitoring data. This is a new situation that apparently was overlooked in JMPR and CCPR. So we would recommend to hold it at step 5 if the Commission agrees, and give it back to CCPR to advise how this particular compound in relation to a spice MRL should be handled. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretariat and JMPR. Secretariat, can the Commission agree with these proposals? Do I see any objections? Thank you. I see no flags. Therefore, we will adopt and send back to committee as suggested for the various, for the amethyst. Thank you very much. We have now completed work on this agenda item.